And NATO says that it's after no direct role in any possible military strike on Syria.
NATO plays its part through consultations and the deployment of Patriot missiles in Turkey, focused on the defense of Turkey. It's for individual allies to decide how they will respond to the use of chemical weapons in Syria and which military facilities they might decide to use if they were to decide on such a military response.
Rasmussen made the comments at a press conference in Brussels, which was focused on the situation in Syria. He added that the Western military alliance does not see a long-term sustainable military solution to the conflict in the Arab country. Rasmussen said that he believes a political process is needed to settle the conflict there. The NATO chief said elsewhere in his comments that he's convinced that not only a chemical attack has happened in Syria, but it was also carried out by the Syrian government.